North Shore 104.9 WBOQ Gloucester.
And streaming worldwide on the North Shore 104.9 app.
The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above the fabulous Daniela's Ristorante. It is the 21st of March of 2021, 3/21/21. Do you know where you were a year ago? You were probably at home because that's, I think, where everybody was. The stores were shut down. Businesses were shut down. We were limited with what we could do. There was no toilet paper. There were no paper towels. There were no hand sanitizers. All you could find were TV dinners in the freezer section of a supermarket. There was no fruit. There was nothing. No, there were not bread lines. Well, almost bread lines, I guess. But it was a tough situation. Biff's hitting some buttons there. Biff, did you want to throw something in here? I see him playing around here a bit.
No, I just thinking back a year ago. I mean, it's really not that funny. It's actually horrible. But yeah, we certainly weren't here because the radio station had been shut down. Yeah. But, you know, you just think about what happened over the past year. It's absolutely amazing.
We've come a long way, haven't we?
I mean, the society has come a long way in terms of our ability to deal with this thing. I mean, it wasn't easy. I mean, there was a lot of big bumps in the road. But, you know, you see people walking around with masks and everything, and it's just
no big deal anymore, right?
It's normal.
It is normal.
I mean, I'm not going to use it. The new normal.
Doing this for a long time. No, we're not going the new normal thing. But you know what? It's just, hey, you get out of your car and you go, oh, did I grab a mask?
Exactly. It's so party. I mean, you know, what am I going to wear tomorrow? Okay, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. And
will my match? And what match? Match?
Well, I'm not really, but I'll need one. You know,
yeah,
you don't
want to
leave. You know, and I don't know about you, but just I keep disposable masks in my glove compartment.
We all do, yeah.
So you know, you leave, you get to the store. Oh, I don't have a mask. Okay, I'm not going home. I'll grab that. So it's in many, many ways, it's become our normal life.
So I'm curious, Biff. So what have you done? What have you learned to do differently since a year ago when this coronavirus set in? Have you done things differently that you never did before that you do now?
I mean, the way we live, I mean, I never wore a mask before.
Well, yeah.
I never washed my hands as much as before. Very conscious about people around you.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's all new. You know, you look at how we lived prior to pandemic, and it was like, no wonder why we all got the flu every winter. I mean,
exactly,
I mean, not all, but I did. It's just the way we lived. I mean, not conscious of everything. And you don't want to take it too far. So, you know, you're bound and you can't live properly. But, you know, I think of some small steps can really make our lives better.
Absolutely. I think it's fascinating.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Me neither.
You're looking at me with astonishment.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I just think about it. You know, a year ago, we were wondering, can we bring an apple into our house or has it been contaminated?
It's unbelievable.
Do I have to leave it out in the garage for 2 weeks before I can touch it again?
Well, you know, my fear went from fear to more understanding.
Yeah, we didn't know what we were into.
You know, so I mean, you know, the unknown is very, very scary.
Yeah.
And at this point last year, Mark, I don't care who you are, Mark Friedman, Biff, I was afraid. I'll be honest with you, I was afraid.
Yeah, nobody really knew what to do. But, you know, but the thing is as it relates to financial advice in a language you can understand, when you're afraid, there's uncertainty. And when there's uncertainty, the markets can adjust themselves because nobody knows what direction they're going to go in. And so a year ago, March 23rd was the low point in the stock market during COVID-19. And the stock market dropped 35%. 35% it dropped. And so when you think about that, I remember the calls that would come into the studio. I mean, not into the studio. I live here. Into the office. And people would start to wonder, I mean, how much further is this going to drop? Because we had just come from an all-time high. The market's going down. And, you know, the radio stations and the TV stations and social media would use the word plummet, plummet, plummet. Well, when I hear the word plummet, I think of a cliff diver. A guy sitting at the top of a mountain jumping off. And when you plummet, you're plummeting to your death. And death means there is no more. So plummet, it can be a very harsh word when you see these in the headlines. And it scared people. It scared a lot of folks. But folks, we hit that 35% down. But what did we do at Friedman Financial during all of that period of time? Remember, there was a day the market lost 12%. Then it was up 5%. Then it was down. I remember Christian in my office telling me, Mark, you think we're going to hit a 1,000-point down day? And not only did we hit a 1,000-point down day, we actually hit a 2,000-point down day in the market a year ago. And so the reason I'm telling you this is I want to share something with you for next week. I'm giving you a little setup for next week. Next Sunday, I am not going to be in the studio. We're celebrating Passover with the family next weekend. And so what I thought I would do is I would share the radio show that my business partner and I, Marion and I, did 1 year ago of March 23rd after the market fell to its lowest possible point. And we talk about some of the advice that we had given to many of our clients who had called in when markets looked treacherous. And we also made some predictions on where we thought we would be out into the future. I was actually quite proud of ourselves that not only did we get it right, we were predicting that the market would return to its normal space in about a year. And man, that's when we were wrong because it actually returned far quicker. Most people said, Mark, you're nuts. It'll never come back in a year. It'll take years before this all comes back. And so I encourage you next Sunday to tune into the show, to revisit your fears, revisit the anxiety that you felt a year ago, and be proud of yourself for where you are today, for how much you've accomplished, how much you've done, where we've gone. Because we all had to work together. Now, folks, we're not out of this for sure, but we are getting better. The light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter. The ability for us to regather again is getting more comfortable. You know, yes, I've been going to restaurants for a while. Some people are getting more and more comfortable going to restaurants. We're starting to be vaccinated. And as the CDC has come out, they've told us we can start gathering in small groups without a mask if we've been vaccinated. We can start spending more time outside because the weather's getting better. And it looks like today is going to be a beautiful day this Sunday. The Red Sox are coming back to Fenway Park. The Celtics are starting to invite fans back into the stadium, though they're not playing very well right now. But things are getting better. My only disappointing news that I have for you today is the news that I got from the North Shore Music Theater this week. I was hoping that they were going to open up for a season starting in June, perhaps even in May. But they had to be responsible. They had to do what's best for themselves, best for their attendees, for their guests, best for the actors, everybody involved. And so the North Shore Music Theater announced that they're going to have a miniature schedule in 2021. They are going to do Mamma Mia in October. They are going to do the Christmas Carol in December. And then starting next year, 2022, we will be back to a full schedule again. So if you have tickets for 2021, I believe you can trade them up for 2022. You can actually buy 2022 tickets. So reach out to the North Shore Music Theater because I can't wait to get back to the theater. That's nsmt.org. All right. So like I said, here I am in studio. It is March 21st, 2021. And I've been waiting for this day with bated breath, hoping that I would be able to bring in a special guest into the studio. You know, you heard a few weeks ago, I had my daughter Mindy on the show. A couple weeks before that, I had Laura, my wife, on the show. And all of my kids have actually been on the radio at different points in their lives, different types. But I don't think Corey, my youngest, has been on the radio since his voice changed. You know, he had a very high-pitched voice, and he had actually come up with a little theme song for Dollars and Cents that he wanted me to tape one year, and he was all excited about this stuff. But here's the story about Corey. So Corey is a senior at North Andover High School, and I'm going to have him tell you the story. We'll do this in the second segment, but Corey has, for the longest time, probably since middle school, wanted to go to Babson College. It's where his grandfather went. It's where his father went. That's me. And where his sister Mindy went. And he's always had this desire to go to Babson. And what I wanted Corey to do is tell the journey of how he thought about getting into Babson, what happened, and what the end result was. I think you all know it's good news because he wouldn't be here on the radio if he didn't get in. But he did find out on Friday that he got into Babson. But it's been a long process, a long journey, a lot of perseverance, and a lot of hard work. I also thought, though, since Corey's in studio, though, that I could ask him to give you a glimpse behind the curtain as to what's going on at the high school. What is it like as a high school senior going back to school on a hybrid schedule? What's it like? Do you work as hard? What's the environment like? Can you hang out with friends? Do you do things differently? What's it like? Lots of things to think about. I mean, it's interesting what they have to go through. You know, will there be a prom? Will there be a graduation? What happens with sporting events? Can you do the school play? All of those things, we'll talk about that. But I do want to remind you that each and every Friday, we put out a newsletter, and we continue to get more and more people signing up for our newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. Comes out every Friday at 10:30, lands in your inbox. 3 very short stories with financial advice in a language you can understand. And this is the stuff that we talk about on the radio all the time. The little tidbits of information that I'm sharing with you on the radio is what I share every Friday. We generally have anywhere from 5 to 10 people signing up right after the show or during the show. The way to sign up, you go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com. All right, we're going to go to a break. And when we get back, I'm going to bring in Corey Friedman. He's shaking in the corner right now. No, he's really not. Corey's pretty confident on the radio. He will handle himself just fine. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, more Dollars and Cents and financial advice in a language you can understand. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. Let's face it, your retirement will be nothing like your parents. Your life won't be based on a fixed income, and instead, in today's world, it will be up to you to make tax-smart decisions on your 401k, your IRAs, and the rest of your investment portfolio. And it's all with a goal of using this money to support your spending needs for the rest of your life. This is serious business, and at Friedman Financial, we can help. With more than 50 years of experience serving this local community, we deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. Visit us at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com. Let's make your retirement all that you've dreamed it could be. Visit friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. And this music that you hear in the background, the sound that you heard in the outro and in this recent intro, is my son, Corey Friedman, who put together this little package of things from Billy Joel, the music from Billy Joel, to try to give himself a little edge. And I'm going to explain more about that as we get into the show right now. So I'm going to, first of all, welcome Corey. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
You are?
Yeah. What? I got a great story to tell today.
All right. Well, we can't wait to hear this story. So Corey has been smiling from ear to ear since Friday because he did get into Babson College. But Corey, it didn't. So tell us a little bit about your journey. Why did you want to go to Babson? What is it about Babson?
Well, it certainly was not an easy journey. But some of the reasons I wanted to go to Babson, well, you heard before, my father went there, grandfather went there, my sister went there. And whenever I wanted to go visit my sister, I just loved the campus, loved everything about it. They had a huge theater that I saw my sister do a dance at, and it was just a beautiful campus. And I've always wanted to be a business major my whole entire life, just like my dad. And Babson, well, is one of the biggest business schools in America, Massachusetts. It's number one for entrepreneurship. And I've just loved it my whole entire life. And it's always just been the school in my mind that I love to go to.
Wow. So you went there for the theater?
Yeah, definitely. Just the theater.
I thought this was a business school. So you've had some business experience, right? And just business experience, just in real life as a kid. What are some of the business skills that you've learned over time that you've said, you know what, this is why I want to study business?
Well, in my middle school years, I had this class called AMS, Applied Math and Science, where we got to be part of a business, jobs like CEO, CFO, treasurer, secretary, accountant. And I got janitor.
You got janitor?
Yeah, not the best one. Not the best one.
But that's what you wanted, right?
Yeah, definitely. I might have applied for CFO, but I don't like to tell people that. It's a little embarrassing to apply for the CFO and get the janitor.
So, but what did you learn as being the janitor?
Being the janitor, I didn't make too much money. So I wanted to find a way at the end of the year, we had an auction where we could use our money that we made.
This was all virtual money, right?
Oh, yeah,
it was in a class.
Money. And I wanted to find a way to make more money so I could get at that auction. And so I decided I would create my own little business, side business in school, selling Dum Dum lollipops. And everyone loved it. I had this deal. It was one for 100 AMS dollars. Don't worry, 100 is not equal to 100 US American dollars. Or you could get 5 for 400, a little businessing deal that I got. And I ended up making the most money in my whole entire class, actually in all of AMS classes ever.
In the history of the AMS program at North Andover Middle School,
yes.
You made how much money that first year?
I made 100,000 AMS dollars.
So when you showed up to the auction at the end of the year, sitting there with the CEO and the CFO and the accountant and some of the clerical workers and everybody else that had made money during this AMS program, what happened?
I ran the auction. I got to get whatever I wanted. I got it. And it was just one of the best feelings ever, because I know I worked for it, because I had to buy the dum-dums, do a little check on them, make sure all of them were in the package, all good, so I could sell them out. And so I know I worked hard for that money, and I was glad that I could use it at the auction.
And so you've translated that, amongst other type of business skills that you've had, to say, all right, I want to apply to Babson. So tell me about the process for applying to Babson.
Applying to Babson, I started my application maybe in October, the months to like come before. And I started writing my essay, and it took a while. I started maybe writing about some like that story I just told you. But throughout some help from my dad and my sister, I finally finished it. And I had a choice for a supplemental essay to either write a one minute video or a 500 word essay. And I'm not much of an essay guy, and I love to act, so I chose the video. And after some trial and error of making a script for the video, I finally came up with a decision where I went to the actual Babson campus in Wellesley, Massachusetts, and I filmed it right in front of a poster of Busy the Beaver, their mascot.
Busy the Beaver. Because they're called Babson Beavers, right?
Yes, the Babson Beavers. And it was actually really nice to go visit the campus. Although I wasn't in the school and I was still just applying for it, right when I stepped on, I knew that's where I wanted to go.
And the rest is history. Well, the rest is not history.
The rest is a long story.
So that's what we're here for today, Corey. So you submitted that application, and when you submitted that application, how many other places did you apply to?
None.
So you applied to one school.
I applied to one school, Babson College, early decision, meaning if I got in, I was going there.
And if you didn't?
And if I didn't, well, I would be pretty upset. Pretty upset. And I'd have to apply for more colleges.
And so what happened?
So what happened, I applied, sent in my application late October. I sent emails to the admissions board just saying, hey, I'm Corey Friedman. I love the campus, this. And I went to all these interviews, the meetings. I had an interview with a current student there.
These were all virtual, right? Because yes, we were in the middle of COVID.
I had a meeting where someone came to a virtual meeting for our school, and I had a meeting with him. I sent him a little email afterwards telling him how much I loved it. And I was really scared for this decision to come back. I had everyone telling me, oh, you'll be fine. Like, you got your grandfather went there, your dad went there, your sister went there. You're a legacy. There's no way they can deny you.
And your grades were pretty good at North.
Oh, yeah. My grades, they were right in the range of Babson.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, it came December 14th. They said, your decision will be out tomorrow at 4 p.m. Let me tell you, I did not sleep that night. I slept from the hours of 3 o'clock to 3:30. And that was about it. I was so nervous. This was the biggest decision of my life. Like I said before, and I'm an actor, this was like the biggest cast list to ever come out for me. And I was terrified. Next day, Tuesday. I had day of school first, a virtual day of school, of course. Then I went to work at Lobster Tail. Great job. Love it there. Lobster Tail. I got there at 2 o'clock. I could not bear those 2 hours because the decision came out at 4 o'clock. I was with my friend, and I told him what was happening, and I was like, I'm going to walk out those doors to call my sister on the phone because I'm about to get my biggest college decision ever. And so if I come back in and I look like the saddest person alive, just don't talk to me yet. I gotta get over something. But if I'm happy, it's definitely because I got in. I was like, you'll know right when I walk back in. So 4 o'clock finally came. I walk out, and I get on the phone with my sister. I'm ready to open the application. Go into my email, open up the application status, click on the link. Corey Friedman, the admissions board would like to inform you that you have been deferred.
Deferred?
My heart sank into my body. I was like, well, I was a little confused because in my mind, I was either getting denied or accepted. There was no in between. But when I first heard it, it felt like a deny because I guess I wasn't good enough to be accepted in the early decision. But then I thought about it some more after a talk with my sister. She helped me get over it. It's not a deny. Everyone tells you that. When you get deferred, it's not a deny. You can still get accepted later. But at the time, you know, I was feeling terrible. I was like, this just sucks. It's like, I went back in. I told my friend what happened. And I did what anyone does when they get bad news.
You ate.
Yes, that too. But I looked up what to do when I get deferred from Babson. I looked it up on Safari.
On Safari, not Google.
Not Google, yeah.
All right, you Safari'd it.
Yeah.
So that's not a term these days, right? You Google things, not Safari things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But I don't know, I looked it up on Safari, and I saw these articles. It was like, oh, don't worry, you didn't get denied yet. The best thing you can do is write a letter to Babson saying you still want to go, submit your grades. So I was like, all right, like, I guess so. But then I found this one article, and I forget who the name of who wrote it, but she told about a story where she wrote a letter, instead of just one letter, she wrote a letter every single day. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. That's like persistence right there.
What did she write in those letters? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, she just wrote, it was a combination of different things. One of them would be, oh, I've been a business mind my whole entire life. I started my own business when I was 14 selling, well, I forget what it was. It wasn't Dum Dum Lollipops because that was me. But then other ones were like, I love Boston and Wellesley. That's where Babson is. I love the snow, so I've always wanted to go there. Just different small, short letters, just a few sentences. And so I thought it was a great idea. But as any entrepreneur knows, you can't just copy someone else. You got to make it your own. So I thought about it for a while. And I know something that I really like to do is I like to sing, play piano, especially when it comes to Billy Joel, my favorite artist. And so as you might have heard before, some of the songs that I was singing were little parodies of past Billy Joel songs that he's written. So that day at Lobster Tail, I started, in my notes app, writing lyrics to a song that everyone knows, Piano Man by Billy Joel. Started writing, it was 9 o'clock on a Saturday. No. It was 4 o'clock on a Tuesday when that deferral letter came in. And that's what started it. Each week, every Monday, I would send out a song rewritten that I rewrote to Babson College. And every Monday around the afternoon, I get an email back. thank you, Corey. We will add this to your file. And I was like, wow, they're adding it to the file. This feels so important now. And I would check the YouTube link that I sent him. 15 views. 15 people had already viewed the video. 24 views. It's going up. And then the next one, 15 views, 18 views. Next one, 9 views. Next one, 7 views. Next one, 2 views. Next one, no one has viewed this video yet. And I was like, well, I'm getting a little nervous. They stopped viewing the video. Maybe they don't like them anymore. And I had a big plan for this last video that I was going to make. A whole musical production filmed by my friend, edited by me. It was a whole musical production to the tune of All for Lena. Of course, I changed the words to All for Babson. But I was so excited to show them. But with the views going down, I really wanted to let them know that this was the video they should watch. So in the last email I sent them, I said, like, thank you so much for these opportunities that you gave me. This was in the video as well. Thank you so much for these opportunities that you gave me. If you watch any of these videos, it's got to be this one. I worked so hard, and this was one of my favorite ones to write and, as you will see, perform. And it was a great long journey through writing all those songs. Stayed up long nights, looking up different songs to do. I had a couple in mind, but I had to choose which ones were the best to make lyrics to and the best to show to Babson. And let me tell you, I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun making those songs, recording them. Even though it did take me over 20 tries to record some of them, it was a fun process.
Well, it was a long journey. And so you had 9 weeks, right? From the time you got deferred, not rejected, deferred from Babson, you had 9 weeks until the day you were going to, the acceptance information, or the...
The submission deadline.
Submission deadline. So you chose every Monday.
Every Monday.
And
you know who helped me came up with that idea?
Who?
My mother, Laura Friedman. She told me, because originally...
Wow, mom's getting a shout-out here. Wow, congratulations, Laura, if you're listening.
Originally, I was just going to say, all right, I'll write a song and then submit it whenever I can. Write a song, submit it. Write a song, submit it. But my mom said, what if you do one every Monday? So they know every Monday at 9 o'clock, we're expecting an email from Corey Friedman with his little video. And I don't know, I loved it because... Maybe they were expecting something from me. And so they knew my name. And that's what I wanted. I wanted them to know who I was.
And so when you put together that video, there was always something that was always in every video, wasn't there?
Oh, yes. I like to call it the little Easter egg. That sitting on top of the piano while I played was a little stuffed animal that I had gotten when I was little, when my sister went to Babson. The Babson Beaver in his little Babson t-shirt. And so each time I put it on the piano, I had to put something on his tail so he would stay up. So that each time I sang a song, he was sitting right there next to me.
Yeah, so, well, I see Corey's probably talking a little bit. He probably needs a glass of water here for a minute. And I can see he's dying over there trying to keep his mouth moist as he's talking right now. So a couple things. If you want to see some of these videos that Corey has put up, they are now all live on YouTube. So what you need to do is go to YouTube.com. You're not going to go to YouTube. And type in the search bar, Corey Friedman, C-O-R-E-Y, last name, you know it, Friedman.
Two E's and a D.
Financial.com. Not the .com, sorry. So we'll try that again. That's Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, and then Friedman.
Two E's and a D.
That's right. And you go to the website, you can find Corey, all of his videos, you want to watch them. I'll tell you, they are really, really tremendous. The one I would focus my biggest attention on is which one, Corey?
All for Babson.
All for Babson. You watch that one. That's his big music video. He's had over 700 views of it on YouTube. Check it out. Go do that. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, we're going to tell more of Corey's story. We're going to learn a little bit more about what's going on in the public schools from a perspective of a high school senior. And we'll continue to share our journey. We're so proud of Corey that he's into Babson. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Been waiting my entire life for the chance to be Babson 25.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. Let's face it, your retirement will be nothing like your parents'. Your life won't be based on a fixed income, and instead, in today's world, it will be up to you to make tax-smart decisions on your 401k, your IRAs, and the rest of your investment portfolio. And it's all with a goal of using this money to support your spending needs for the rest of your life. This is serious business, and at Friedman Financial, we can help. With more than 50 years of experience serving this local community, we deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. Visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Let's make your retirement all that you've dreamed it could be.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local Program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Ristorante. Today in studio is my son, Corey, recently accepted into Babson College. He's been telling a story of perseverance, and it all had a theme of
Billy Joel.
Well, but even more than Billy Joel, right? Business.
Business, Babson, and Billy Joel.
Love the alliteration. And that was the theme that Corey focused on when he found out that he was deferred for early decision, right? And Corey just told us in the earlier segment what he went through, the 9-week process of what he focused on. But maybe you can give everybody a recap for those that are just listening to us. Listening, Corey.
So in mid-December of last year, I got deferred from Babson College, my top college that I had loved for almost since middle school. And I was a little upset, but I knew I had to do something about it. A deferral was not a denial. It was a show us what more you can do. And so that's what I did. I showed them exactly what I wanted and how much I wanted Babson. And so what I did was each Monday until the submission deadline, I wrote them a song. Well, not myself. With a little help from Billy Joel, I rewrote one of his songs. The first one being, of course, Piano Man. I had to. And I rewrote the lyrics into what I love about Babson, why I want to go to Babson, why Babson deserves me, why I deserve to go to Babson. And so in the first song, I mentioned things like Roger Babson, Arthur Blank, the founder of Babson.
No, Arthur Blank was not the founder of Babson.
Roger Babson was the founder of Babson.
Arthur Blank
is the president.
No. Arthur Blank was the CEO of Home. It still is the CEO of Home Depot and the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes. And so I wrote that song, and I mentioned a couple of the buildings that I love because I already knew all these names because I'd seen my sister there so many times. And over the course of 9 weeks, I wrote 9 songs. And I do like to say that I thought they were pretty good, pretty well written. I had some help from my friend, but he just kind of helped with the grammar.
So you, each song had a different theme to it, right?
Yes. So the first song was just more of an introduction saying everything I love about Babson, which was Babson, you've got to be listening. And so it was just a call out to say, Babson, this is who I am and this is what I want. And the second one, such as Babson's state of mind, was what I love about Babson, the campus, the buildings, the people, and so forth.
And what was the next one?
Oh, yeah, I'll
keep going. Yeah. Let's hear them all.
So then we got to the tune of Vienna, Babson's Made for Me. There's a couple reasons why I think I deserve to go to Babson. After that, we had week number 4, which I kept the name for the longest time. And you guessed it. It was that I wanted to go to Babson for the longest time. I even did it a cappella, no piano. Got a couple of 4-part harmonies.
Now, instead of doing this at home, we were in Disney World, right?
Yes, which was another reason I couldn't use the piano. So I like doing an a cappella, though.
And you used one of those a cappella software things that brand new to people now, right?
Yeah, and I did have to figure out how to use it while I was in Disney. So it's a little difficult, but I did it. Then we go to week 5. A song you know as Uptown Girl, I rewrote to Businessman. And in that one, I kind of talked about how right now I work at a fish market, but that's not really what I want to do with my life. I want to be a businessman, and the best way for me to do that is if I can go to Babson. Then we go to week 6, a song called Babson Park to the tune of Honesty, which kind of just displayed what Babson really means to me. I talked about Babson Park and what happens there and what I love so much about it and how much it would mean to me if I got accepted. Then we go to week 7. I had a little change up. might not have been Billy Joel. It was I'm Still Standing by Elton John. Just to show how much I can change, if need be, I can change and adapt to any situation. It was called I Want Babson. And then week 8, we're almost there, it's called Babson's the One for Me. And that one was kind of just a big lead up to the grand finale of All for Babson. A full-on music production, a music video to the tune of All for Lena. It was All for Babson. I filmed it. I was on the top of a hill. I was in my house. I was on a field. I was running around a track. I was in a forest. It was a full music production as to why I want Babson and how much I'm willing to do for Babson.
And it was quite the production.
It was quite the production.
So all of these videos are available on YouTube if people want to see what they look like. Look, if you have a student, or grandson that is really struggling, or granddaughter, grandson that is struggling about how do I differentiate myself? How do I make the colleges know who I am? Go to YouTube, look up Corey Friedman, Corey. Last name is Friedman.
Two E's and a D.
That's right. Go there, and you will find all of Corey's videos. Great little inspirational thing. And hey, you know, just for the fun of it, if anybody feels like calling to congratulate Corey, it's 800-370-1049. We'll just call out and say, hey, maybe there's some listeners out there that might want to call in, you know, because I'm so proud of you. And I think you're proud of yourself, too.
It was one of the most exciting nights of my life. Friday, I was sitting in the car, opening it. I opened the email. Last time, it was just a link that said you got deferred. This time, I opened the link and it says, get a green screen. It says, are you sitting down? And I was like, I did not get this message last time. I clicked on it. The huge congratulations was Busy's a Beaver holding the sign. I was so excited. I ran back into work, actually, just to tell all my coworkers what happened. And they were all so excited for me. It was one of the best nights of my life.
Yeah, so it's been a great journey. You know, a lot of kids are challenged, right? Everyone's getting these letters of acceptance, and some are getting deferrals. In fact, you even were on Instagram, right? You went to the Babson 25 page, and now you're seeing stories from people that have been deferred, and you know how they feel.
Yes, where people have told me that at first they got deferred, and now they're actually waitlisted as well. And I just feel really bad, and I wish I shared some of them the story. I shared it on my Instagram, so now these people who are following me, they can see what I've done. And someone actually asked me, they were like, wow, you did an amazing job. I loved what you did. And so I said, oh, are you going to Babson too? And he said, no, I got waitlisted. And so I told him a little bit of inspiration. I said, anyone who really wants to go to Babson already has the entrepreneurial mind. You'll be able to think of something. I know you will.
But that applies to pretty much any school, too.
Exactly.
I mean, there's so many people that, you know, I think a lot of kids today, a lot of high school kids, aren't used to someone saying no to them.
Yeah. And if you've ever really wanted to go somewhere or wanted to do something, you already know what you want, and you know you'll be able to do it if you really put your mind to it.
That's right. And I think that's important. I mean, so what advice would you give to other kids as well, Corey, those that are... maybe they're juniors this year and they're thinking about college for next year. What's your advice to them?
I'd say definitely if you do happen to get a deferral or a wait list, yes, you can be upset. But I want you to push that and so you can make it into more. You want to be able to make it into what you really want to prove them. I don't want you to just write them an email saying, hey, my name is Corey Friedman. I still really want to go to your school. Although I've been deferred, I really like your campus. Like, that's not what they're looking for.
Hey, Corey, I understand somebody's on the phone.
There is somebody on the phone that would like to talk to Corey.
All right, well, put him through, whoever this is.
Okay.
And who do we have on the line?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Who is that on the line?
Hi, Corey.
Hi, Mom.
Mommy's calling you.
So excited. I definitely want to call and congratulate you. I know you've been stressed out, but we have been so stressed out waiting for this decision, and you so deserve it.
Thank you, Mom. I was very excited to tell you guys.
Yeah, when Corey called...
I'll tell you...
Go ahead, honey.
I keep listening to your YouTube videos, and I keep watching them because I just love them. They're so fantastic.
Yeah, so if the counts go up on YouTube, it's because your mother keeps listening to them over and over and over and over again. All right.
That might be true.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, honey. We'll see you in a little bit. All right.
And we have someone else on the line, too. So hang on. I'm not sure who it is, but hang on a second.
Who else is on the line? Who else is joining us right now? All right. Someone else is getting put through, I think. Who else is on the line with us?
Who's there?
Hello?
It's Mindy. Hello.
It's Mindy.
My sister, Mindy. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Corey. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I know, Mindy, you
have to call in and say how proud I am of you.
Well, you helped me through it. You showed me what Babson can be, and you showed me what I could do.
Oh, you're going to make her cry. You're going to make her start crying. Well,
maybe. I will say, on Friday, when Corey called me to open up the final acceptance letter, I don't think my heart has beat that fast in probably since I had to open up my letter. So
trust me, mine was beating faster. I can assure you.
Well, great. Mindy, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it. Enjoy your time. I know you're down in Florida right now, so have a good time. All right?
Thanks, everyone.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye, Mindy.
So Corey, I'm curious. So, you know, you got all your friends at North Andover High School right now. It's been kind of a challenging year. What have you learned from this at-home experience? What have you learned about yourself?
I don't know. I feel like I've learned that I can manage my time pretty well, actually. When I don't have to be at school and then I'm just sitting in a classroom after I usually finish my work pretty fast. So I'm just sitting in a classroom and I can't really do anything else because the teacher will then like just tell me to put the other stuff away. But when I'm at home, I can go to all my classes and then finish all my work pretty quickly if I just manage my time right. And it's just give me some more time to think about myself and what I really want to do. Where although some of these classes that I take at school are mandatory, it's shown me that maybe I don't want to go into biochemistry, or I don't want to go into physics, and that business is really what I want to do.
Wow.
Excuse me, guys.
Yeah.
I have another call for Corey.
Jeez, the phone doesn't ring. Jeez, when I do the show by myself, no, I don't get this many calls.
I knew you were going to say that, Mark. It's just, what is this? So, you know.
All right.
Who's on the line to talk to Corey?
Good morning, Corey.
Oh, good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Grandpa.
It's Papa. How you doing?
I'm doing great today.
Wow, what a thrill. Now four of us from the same family all going to Babson. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we got...
We're all proud of you.
Four generations of Babson.
Four generations? Well, it's still...
I guess me...
No, three generations. Three generations. Four people. That's
four people.
Papa's not that old, Corey. You
know. Well, sometimes I feel that way. But no, this is... we're all thrilled for you. That's just wonderful.
Thank you so much.
I think everything will be great. You're going to be a great student. The school's going to love you. And I know you're going to love the school. It's a matter of, will the school love you? And I'm sure they will.
Congratulations.
Excited. All right.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for calling, Dad.
Sure.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Jeez, that was a surprise one.
Yeah.
All right, that's all good.
You want phone calls? Bring Corey.
Bring Corey. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I want Corey to kind of explain what life has been like in North Andover High School. And, you know, the journey for high school kids this year has been challenging. I mean, trying to manage between the hybrid schedules, at home, going to school. I want you to get a look behind the scenes and see what it's like to see how these kids, you know, people are saying, well, these kids are going to be held back. There's going to be a problem. They're not going to learn as much. Well, I think actually these kids have learned a lot more than you may think. And we'll share that information with you when we're back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. This is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. Let's face it, your retirement will be nothing like your parents. Your life won't be based on a fixed income, and instead, in today's world, it will be up to you to make tax-smart decisions on your 401k, your IRAs, and the rest of your investment portfolio. And it's all with a goal of using this money to support your spending needs for the rest of your life. This is serious business, and at Friedman Financial, we can help. With more than 50 years of experience serving this local community, we deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. Visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Let's make your retirement all that you've dreamed it could be.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local Program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are doing an all Billy Joel Sunday here, both Billy Joel and someone who's doing interpretations of Billy
and
Joel.
And Corey Joel.
That's right, Corey Joel. Yeah, Corey's doing his own interpretations. I got my youngest son, Corey, who's soon to be 18 years old, right?
You're almost 18.
Almost 18. June 10th, if you want to send him a birthday card. Right?
Yeah.
See, I do remember your birthday, too.
Yeah, good job. You can remember your son's birthday. That's a pretty good accomplishment.
Thanks, Corey. Jeez, he's just drilling his father. I told these guys they can make fun of me if they want, but that's all they do. So, anyways, we are here. We're celebrating the fact that Corey got into Babson College after a long road of waiting and trying and a lot of perseverance. But I thought we'd take this last segment and really expose our listeners to a high schooler's behind-the-scenes view of what's going on at college. I mean, what's going on at the high school. You know, you're in a hybrid situation at North Andover High School. Maybe you can tell everybody what your schedule looks like and how that's a bit challenging.
Yeah, so our high school has been divided into two cohorts by first letter of your last name. Friedman, I'm in the first cohort. So I go into the actual school on Mondays and Thursdays, whereas the other cohort goes on Tuesdays and Fridays. So that leaves Wednesdays, where everyone has fully online classes, fully online Google Classroom Meet calls. And on Tuesday, I have to go in for a little 10-minute call at the beginning of every class, which was a new thing, just to ask the teacher any questions I have, just so the teacher can let me know anything that's going on. But on Mondays and Thursdays, I'm lucky enough to be able to go into the school.
So let me be sure I understand this right, because I think people believe that you're sitting in front of a computer screen every day when you're not at school. Like, you know, Monday and Thursday, you're in class.
Yep.
But Tuesdays and Fridays, you're not sitting in front of a screen for like 6.5 hours?
No, I join a call for around 10 minutes at the beginning of every class. And they either give us some work to do that we can do with the rest of the class period, or they say we can just have a free period, which some of the teachers are nice enough to do for us. Because I've had a long day.
Yeah, such a long day, a 10-minute day.
Hey, it gets pretty tiring looking at a screen for a while.
But I think, and I find that very frustrating, to be very honest with you, as a parent. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of parents don't understand what's happening in some of these schools is, you know, yeah, you're at home, but there's this belief that you're on the computer interacting with your teachers and learning pretty much every day of the week. And that's not the case, is it, Corey?
No, it is not the case every time. There have been some days where all of my teachers have just either said, hey, we're not going to do a call today. And it's just, we're not going to do anything today. And sometimes it's because they just don't have anything for us to do, or we just had a test, so they want to give us a little break. Or sometimes I've just already finished the work that they've assigned.
And I think that's one of the challenges that we're seeing right now, to be very honest, and I'm getting kind of serious here, is that it's one of the advantages that the private schools have had over the public schools. And I think it's, frankly, the private schools, they've been in class every day, and you have not. And as challenging as it was for you to get into Babson, with all the perseverance, we are seeing on multiple occasions right now where kids that are in the top of their class in a public school are not getting into the schools of their choice, yet kids that are middle of the road or middle of the rankings in private schools are getting into any school they want. And I've done some research on that, and you and I have had this conversation, that because they dropped the need to submit SATs this year, the fact that the last semester of your junior year, call it, you know, March, April, and May, and June of 2020, went to pass-fail for a lot of schools. How can colleges judge the rigor of schedule of a public school kid versus a private school kid? And you know that that's a challenge, right?
Yeah, they really can't, because especially with last year being all pass-fail, all I had to do was, it wasn't even like get this good grade. It was complete like 65%, complete 65% of your assignments.
That was what it took to just get a pass
your class. And so how is a college supposed to look at, oh, they did 65% of their work. They passed this class. That means they are amazing at AP calculus. Like, how are they supposed to know that?
Yeah, and that's one of the dirty little secrets that is not being shared. We're hearing about the teachers' unions and the fact that teachers don't want to go back to school because, you know, they haven't been vaccinated. Totally get that. But I think there is a responsibility on the teachers to place at least some workload on the kids and press it and push a little harder. Maybe that's not the world we live in today. What do you think, Corey?
I don't know. I think I've definitely gotten a lot less work this year, or at least me personally, I've gotten less work. Because in my classes, my hardest class right now, I guess you would say the hardest class, is my AP statistics class. It's the only AP class, advanced placement class. And when I'm online, if you don't know, it's a little tough to look at a calculator through a screen when your teacher is trying to show you different functions that it can do. And so it's been a little tough for me to see that, and it's definitely easier when I get to go into class and can ask her questions about it in person. But all my other classes, I feel like I'm just getting half of a high school experience, because the days I'm online are really just kind of free days, because I'm not really learning anything that day. And sometimes I wish I was, because it would better prepare me for either tests or even this upcoming AP test that I do have to take for college.
Yeah, and some people aren't nearly as motivated as you are. And I mean, there are people far more motivated than you are, too. I know I walk into your room on an afternoon and you're sitting there playing Fortnite when I thought you were in class. But, you know, but the thing is there's a lot of things that you've done during this past year of a pandemic that you've said, all right, I've got this window of opportunity. How can I improve myself in other ways? And so tell everybody what you've chosen to do.
Yeah, so back to the Babson, I had time. So I was like, you know what? I can write 9 songs. Like, I want to do this, and it's just going to fill the time that I have. And so in that, when I filmed that last piece, I was able to film it and fully produce it on Adobe. And I was able to learn how to use it. With the help of my friend, we made a lot of music videos to the tune of like Man or Muppet, we made some, and just a lot of other songs. And I learned a lot of technology, and I learned how to edit videos together, music, and like recording of voice and piano. And I think it's just been really fun and something that I can use a lot to make more videos to show people in my future, and especially at Babson, which is so presentation oriented, like in the business world.
Yeah, I agree. And I know that you also took a personal finance class this year. Now, that's not one of those classes that really helps you with your class rank, does it?
No, it actually doesn't even count towards your GPA.
Right, but you took it anyways. And why did you take it?
I took it because, well, one, usually you come in and you give us a little talk about personal finance, although...
But you don't need the free pen this year, do you? You
have plenty of pens at home. No, I have plenty of those. But it really showed me more about, like, my teacher talks about 401k plans, traditional IRA, Roth IRA, where, yes, I've heard you say that a bunch of times, and I know you tell me a lot about it, but he really, like, tested our knowledge, because we had to take, like, small, not big quizzes, but just small little things to remember, and he kept reminding us what it was. So now I've really learned about what these things are.
Yeah, and you come home with some really good informed questions for me, and we go through that. It's become a really nice dialogue for us.
Yeah, and we have good conversations about like finances in the future and what they become.
And one of the other things that I know that this class forced you to do was to learn how to use PowerPoint.
Yeah, we made a lot of slideshows. My favorite one was we had to finance a trip to any vacation we wanted to do. So me and my friend picked Disney World, of course. We're huge Disney fans. And so you had to buy a hotel, list your prices.
You had to buy a hotel? A whole hotel?
You had to buy a hotel room.
Okay.
List your prices of food, cars, transportation, admission to the park, all sorts of different things that you'd have to plan in a real vacation.
So you begin to appreciate how much Mom and I spend when we take you on vacation?
Exactly. That's exactly what I learned.
That is what you learned, isn't it?
Yes, of course. And it was really fun to learn how to do like these slideshows where we would have little pictures come in and they would just pop up, then fade away, do like little spins. And so it was entertaining for us to present as well as entertaining for people to watch.
Well, I know that your sister Mindy would tell us, because she graduated Babson as well, that when she got into her first job out of school, she was amazed at how few students coming out of college knew how to present. And one of the big skill sets that you're going to, I mean, you already do this comfortably anyways, but one of the big skill sets that you will gain at Babson is learning how to present.
And I've seen this even throughout, like, I know high school is just a starting, but I go up with my friends to present a project that we did, and we have so much fun. We get the whole class laughing. Like, we like to make our presentations fun. And then you get some people that go up to the board, and they're like, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. And we're like...
I don't even know what the hell you just said, but...
It's a cell in science.
I'm not a science guy.
Exactly, but it doesn't even sound fun. But, like, we make, like, little songs to, like... I've made a song about, like, different cells and stuff. We just like to make our presentations fun so that the kids who are watching it are entertained, that the teacher likes it, too.
Right, and so what you'll learn at Babson is already... So you've got the comfort level of standing up in front of an audience. Now it's going to be understanding how to present yourself to the audience that you're presenting to.
Yes.
Sometimes you can't just joke around. Sometimes you got to take it seriously.
I know that my best suit right now is to present to kids my age or younger than me. I don't think singing a song about cells is going to be very entertaining to adults or in the business world.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you're learning a lot. You know, you've certainly taken the time and effort to really showcase your skills to Babson. I think you've done pretty well. I mean, I'd like to think that Mom and I helped play that role. But what are some of the things that perhaps you've learned from your brothers and sisters, from Mom and I, that really said, you know, give you the confidence to do what you can do?
Well, I know talking to my brother Noah, because he unfortunately didn't get accepted into one of his top colleges that he was looking at. But when I talked to him, he told me that, like, even if I don't get in, like, it's okay. He loves the college he's at now. And it just gave me confidence that, like, even though writing these songs, I'll still be okay if I don't get in. But this is just one way that I can just give it everything I have and go away from it. And he didn't get that chance to do this since he didn't get deferred. He was denied, unfortunately. And I was deferred, so I was given a chance. And I know I needed to use this chance to give it everything I have. Because if I didn't, and I went back and didn't do anything, and the regular decision came back and I got denied, I would have been pretty upset. I'd say, wow, I could have done so much more, but all I did was write them an email saying, I want to go.
Yeah. So, well, we're proud of you, and I know that we're up against the clock here, but Corey, it's been a delight having you here in the studio. I hope people are inspired by your story that you shared, and I want to remind our listeners that each and every Friday, we put out a free weekly newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. It lands in your inbox every Friday morning at 10:30. And we've been doing this since 2007, more than 7,500 subscribers. You go to our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. If you'd like to hear some of Corey's videos and what he put together and get inspired by what he's done, go to YouTube, youtube.com. I think if you just type in YouTube, it'll work. Search on Corey Friedman, that's C-O-R-E-Y. Last name is Friedman.
Two E's and a D.
That's right. And we are going to turn this thing over to Scott Whitley. Scott is in his studios in North Andover. Hope Scott's doing well, and we're going out for breakfast, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you a little bit. We'll see you next Sunday with a repeat show, a best-of show from last year, what we were doing 1 year ago today. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.